Weekend.
All right, we are back. Called Sabatino with Roland Smith. And Roland.
Yes, what? I'm listening.
Yes, yes, we got into trouble last week.
Uh-oh.
when we got into the whole marriage thing. However, I told you I would find, I went looking for, it took me a while, but okay. I did find 15 things to remember during your early years of marriage. Now, this is an interesting topic because no author has stepped forward on this, so I suspect it is an amalgam of ideas, but let me run through these real quick. Marriage isn't always equal, to remember. Number one.
We discussed that
we
last
did
week.
Discuss, yeah. Yes, we did. That's why I wanted to find this particular piece.
Okay.
Teach your partner how to treat you. It's a learning curve. Isn't that interesting? Particularly in the first couple of years of marriage, teach your partner how to treat you, how you prefer to be treated. Separation is not a good idea. Try to stay together. And their words here, separation stinks. Okay, interesting. Get your finances in order. Again, early part of your relationship. Understand the financial aspects of your relationship. You married a person, not a paragon. I find that interesting. And that means simply celebrate the person that you fell in love with and you married. Okay, not a vision of that person, the person. I kind of like that. Admit, this is a toughie, admit when you're wrong and don't gloat when you're right, Roland. Okay.
What? Why are you looking at me?
I'm not. Because you're across the desk from me. I'm only kidding. Use your words carefully. Use your words carefully. I like that very much.
Use or choose?
Use your words carefully. Hmm. Okay. Be a little brave. Marriage is a leap of faith. Be a little brave.
Yes, it is.
I do like that. Wait to have kids. Do not have kids right away. Establish your relationship first. And I think that's just common sense, okay? Wait to have children. Grow in your relationship, and then the little ones will add to the love. And I agree with this. You're a team. Act like it. I like that. Very forceful statement. You're a team. Act like it. I like that very much. There is no perfect marriage. If you don't understand that, then don't get married. Nothing is perfect in life. I like that as well. It's okay to go to bed angry. And I've been told for years, that's what they're saying right here, and I'm circling it as we speak. Hmm. It's okay to go to bed angry.
I don't agree with that.
I don't either. Talk it out. But nonetheless, they say, particularly in the first years of marriage, you're not going to have, again, that perfect relationship. So you can have a disagreement, and you're not always going to be able to settle it before you go to sleep. Play to your strength. Play to the things that are important to you. In other words, and what they were trying to say is, if you like to cook, cook, okay? If you like to do the laundry, me as an example, I like to press. I got a thing about pressing. We talked about this once before.
Yes, and we need to visit this with a doctor present.
I like to press. It's a long story, ladies and gentlemen.
He means iron.
Iron, but yes. But we used to call it pressing.
Yes.
It
yes.
is ironing. Okay. And finally, two more. Don't run. Do not, when there's an argument or something going on, do not make that dramatic leave the room, slam the door routine. Do not do that. Talk it out. Talk it out. And finally, marriage is fun. Enjoy it.
That's true.
So, my 15, I went scouring for this article just for you, Roland, because when I got home and my wife said, I told her about our discussion, she did listen to the broadcast.
Oh, she did?
Oh, she did.
Uh-huh.
And sleeping on the lawn, ladies and gentlemen, is not fun.
Especially in mid-April.
Especially
or
in mid-April.
Early May,
it was a little chilly out there that night. No, my wife accepted it with a grain of salt, and I guarantee you retribution will be hers. Say it to you-know-who. Anyway.
Those are very, very profound and very valid points, with the exception of the one about it's okay to go to bed angry.
Yes.
I don't agree with that.
I thought that was it. Yeah, and I don't agree with it either.
I never have, by the way.
I at least try to solve whatever issue it is, at least reasonably.
Or table it till the next day, saying, let's sleep on that.
Yes.
We each have our opinions.
Yes.
And so let's talk about it after coffee in the morning.
Well, I'm hoping that they pick it up. But I like the flow of this. I think it's basically saying communicate, talk, enjoy. get your house in order, your finances, talk to each other, and plan carefully, like don't have children now as you just got married. Yeah. And sometimes that is not...
That didn't work for us. We had children right away. But that worked out very well. So.
Oh, it did. You had beautiful children. But for us the same thing. But again, I'm older, so I.
You're right.
And it was my third adventure, and I had my first absolutely superior little person on the planet, my little darling. She was a joy and continues to be, but it wasn't planned.
Right.
My wife came out of the bathroom and told me, I literally fell off the bed. I did. I was putting my shoes on. I went right on the floor. We're going to have a what? She says, it ain't going to be a duck. It ain't going to be a duck.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I'm a little older than you, and I remember listening to my mother. Of course, my parents would have not big arguments, but they would have discussions where they each had a different opinion.
Okay.
And my mother was a school teacher. And before my dad got home from work, every day she would go and put on lipstick or comb her hair or whatever after her days of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I once asked her, I said, how come you do that? And she says, because I think it's, again, this is an older era. She said, I think it's important for your father to see me looking as nice as I possibly can be when he gets home from work.
That is terribly old school, but wonderful.
It is old school. But there was one other thing, too. One time I asked her, why didn't she support my argument over my father's? And she said to me later, because I will be with your father a lot longer than you will be with me.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful?
And I remember that. I mean, and I'm much, much older now, so.
Yeah, I guess.
He's speechless.
I am, because it's so profound what your mother explained to you. It's very profound. However, in marriages, and I'm by no means am I the paragon of marriage, and the word was used here.
I think that's probably true.
I think that's probably true, too. However, important that it's the variables, the things you don't expect, those curveballs that come out of nowhere, okay, and throws everything up in the air, and we're here, we're there, we're up, we're down. It doesn't go smoothly every day. There could be, whatever happened to Wednesday in the middle of the week dropped right through the floor, okay? But we have, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But Wednesday was a goner. Those things are going to happen in marriages. And these little anecdotal statements, I think, are – maybe they're not so much anecdotal, but they tend to bridge that gap, that strange day or week, or sometimes it can go on for a long period of time.
In your household growing up, were your father and mother of equal authority?
Mom ruled. My father was there, but he was not involved in the raising of the children except to nod and give his either agreement or disagreement.
Who was the disciplinarian?
Mom. Always.
But she never said, wait till your father comes home.
Oh, no. That was never considered. She used to say, his name was Joseph. Joseph, I'll take care of it. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
We had four cantankerous kids. And she did. But it balanced itself beautifully, because of the understanding that she was in charge in the household. Going outside, different situation. Completely different on the outside world. But inside, mom ruled, that was it.
Did your father participate in the decisions that involved whether you could or could not do something?
No.
Hmm.
He'd always say, talk to Yolanda.
Well, it's interesting. Is that was your mom?
My mother's name. Okay. Talk to your mom.
And well, I would go to my dad and I would say, can I do this? And he would say, what did your mother say? And I'd go to my mother and I'd say, can I do this? And she'd say, what did your father say?
I cannot say that did not happen in my household. I can say that I don't remember it ever being the case.
Yeah.
When she said it, as we used to say in Italian, niente, that's it, end, nothing. The conversation has come to an immediate stop. Let's move on to another conversation. He'd be delighted to get into the conversation with you on a different topic.
Mm-hmm.
But that topic, your mother, thank you, next. We're moving on. That's the way, and it worked beautifully. Ran a small apartment in Greenwich Village with six people. It worked beautifully, worked beautifully. Particularly when we shared a bedroom with my sisters. There was four in one bedroom.
The sheet
in between us.
Large families had to do that in small apartments.
And when she said, lights out, boy, those lights were out. That was the end of the story. It was a different world. And hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, these 15 points help some young ones who may be listening.
Let's hope so.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Probably in trouble again.
No.
Smith Sabatino America Weekend, the Envision Radio Network. We're back.
America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.